Good afternoon. I want to thank you all so much for being here today. We are LCDG Capital, and we've initiated coverage on Western Digital with a buy rating and a target share price of $47, representing a 24% upside potential. We believe that there are three key factors supporting this buy rating. The first is the veteran management team that has been able to successfully adapt to this dynamic tech industry. Second is the fact that WDC has become the market leader, approaching 50% market share. And finally is the company's extraordinary ability to generate large amounts of cash flows. Before we go on, I would like to introduce our team. My name is Allison Locks. This is Ada Del Rosso, Meishi Chen, Rich Graham, and Amir Ganaba. Further supporting our buy rating is WDC's competitive cost structure, which we think is going to be a sustainable competitive advantage. Additionally, this industry operates in two-year cycles of peaks and troughs, and WDC is currently in one of those troughs, representing a unique growth and buying opportunity. To look a little bit deeper into WDC, the firm operates in the memory industry, manufacturing hard drives for consumers, desktops, notebooks, and enterprises, and they've recently entered the solid-state drive segment of the industry. They've been able to successfully transform their business model through the strategic use of acquisitions, such as the acquisition of Silicon Systems in 2009 to enter the SSD market, and most recently, their acquisition of the hard drive segment of competitor Hitachi. The memory industry has recently entered the maturity stage of the life cycle. This has brought about four key success factors for firms going forward. They need to be able to market differentiated products, use automated production, have quick adoption of new technology, and finally, have user-friendly brands. WDC's back-to-basic strategy of making reliable hard drives with high efficiency and speed at a low price positions them perfectly to meet these factors, furthering our confidence in a buy rating. They have a strong brand which allows them to differentiate. They've been able to vertically integrate to achieve automated production. While they have not always been a first mover for new technology, they've always been a fast follower. And finally, they have a reputation for being extremely user-friendly. This all culminates in the strong financial position we see today with a current share price of $39. I'm now going to pass it on to Ada, who will address the key drivers of our valuation.
There are three key drivers in our $47 buy rating. The first is a bigger emphasis on higher value-added products, which are consumer electronics, branded, and enterprise. These are not dependent on the traditional segments, such as notebooks and desktops, which have a declining average selling price. We believe there will be double-digit revenue growth in these three segments over the next 5 years and grow from 24% to 38% of WDC's product mix. We also see this in the recent acquisition of Hitachi because they were a major player in the enterprise market. The second major driver is increasing demand in emerging markets, especially Asia. Just last year, PC shipments were up 9% because they are a growing status symbol in Asia. We believe it will grow from 53% to 60% in WDC's geographic mix because of an average of 10% growth over the next 5 years. Unlike stagnant markets, WDC's exposure in Asia will help to continue to grow revenue. And finally, the last major driver is WDC's cost competitiveness and the ups and downs of the two-year industry cycle. WDC's management is devoted to improving margins because they know how important it is in this industry. We see this with the recent implementation of just-in-time manufacturing and the acquisition of Hitachi, which will create cost synergies. And now Meishi will discuss risks to our valuation.
Our valuation also incorporated analysis of potential risks to WDC, which mainly come from two areas. One, intensified competition, which poses price pressure to hard drive market. Two, market cannibalization risk coming from new technologies. We nevertheless believe that WDC has the capability of overcoming these challenges and even turning them into opportunities. Let's look at industry competition. First of all, WDC faces threats from both pure players such as Seagate Technology as well as conglomerates such as Toshiba and Samsung. WDC, however, has multiple advantages over both kind of competitors which will help them capture market share in the long run. Compared to Seagate Technology, WDC has the advantage of providing high-quality products with lower price. In the meantime, WDC as a company has achieved more stable financial performance in the past, as well as a healthier capital structure. Compared to conglomerates, which manufacture a variety of products, WDC's focus on hard drive market provides them with superior technology innovation ability, which is critical to a high-tech industry. Now, looking at the other source of risk, which is new technologies which has the capability of cannibalize the hard drive market. We're talking about solid state drives that are favored by certain industries because of its higher performance. WDC has, however, already entered this market, and they will have 10 years of transition time to capture market share. Finally, we have tablets and cloud computing services, which will likely reduce the retail consumption of the hard drives. Nevertheless, we believe that these information consumption services will not necessarily decrease the overall demand of hard drives, but merely shift the focus from retail consumers to enterprise consumers, mainly storage service providers such as Google. This will open up new market opportunities for WDC. Now my colleague Richard will discuss our valuation summary.
So in order to arrive at our target share price of $47 per share, we used two different valuation methodologies. The first valuation methodology that we used was a trading market comparables methodology, and we weighted it at 50% as we arrived at our target share price. We did this because we believe that trading comparables most accurately captures the market's current valuation of Western Digital, particularly considering the fact that Western Digital is at the bottom of its two-year industry cycle. The second valuation methodology that we use is a discounted cash flow analysis with an EBITDA exit multiple as well as the Gordon growth method. We chose to use a DCF because we believe that the DCF most accurately captures Western Digital's future growth potential that the market is currently not valuing in. Now, as you can probably see, we gave the Gordon growth method much less weight than the EBITDA exit multiple. We did this because Western Digital's market will not grow in the perpetuity. So giving the Gordon growth method more weight would not be conservative. One valuation methodology that we chose not to use is a precedent transactions methodology. We did this because we do not believe that Western Digital is an acquisition target, and we did not want merger premiums to enter our valuation analysis. Now, moving on to the comparable companies analysis, we chose five different comparables. The first is Seagate Technology, which is a pure play competitor to Western Digital. The other four, SanDisk, EMC, STC, and Micron, were chosen because they all specialize in one line of business, that is memory, and they're not conglomerates. Additionally, they all have the same environmental factors affecting their businesses. They all are selling commodity products that have declining ASPs, and they also all compete on their cost structure. Additionally, all five of these companies are constantly trying to innovate their commodity products and add value-added services, which is very similar to Western Digital. As a result, we looked at the EBITDA, EBIT, and revenue multiples for these companies and arrived at a share price range of $38 to $51 per share. Now, Amir is going to talk about the DCF and the future growth potential for Western Digital.
To take a look at WDC's future, we have to look back at what they have done well for 20 years, and that is generate enormous amounts of cash. In fact, this will peak in 2014 at $1.1 billion adjusted for 2 years cyclicality in the industry. These free cash flows were then taken and applied into the DCF using an EBITDA multiple of 4.75 times, which is the 40th percentile, and yielded a conservative range of $40 to $55 share price. Then the Gordon growth method was applied with a 1% implied growth rate, yielding a much more aggressive range of $45 to $60 a share. But let's take a closer look of what's happening inside WDC right now. First, we take a look at their EBITDA and EBIT margins, and we notice that years moving forward, the volatility is starting to be smoothed out. This is because WDC is moving from a market leader to a market definer and has the ability to squeeze much of the volatility out of it due to economies of scale that the competitors are being plagued by. Second, we take a look at their profitability, and while these numbers slide off a half to 1% in years moving forward, this doesn't tell the full picture because ASPs are declining at a much greater price. Finally, return on equity seems to drop up, but this is a distortion due to a massive amount of cash accumulated and is resolved by the Hitachi acquisition, which is a deployment of cash. Overall, this is a company that has the financial resources to accomplish their strategic vision. More importantly, it has a management team that is passionate about this business and has the wherewithal to complete substantial transformations to put this company in an era of new growth. And most importantly, this company gets what they do. They focus on their competitive cost structure, which has created a veritable moat around this business, warding off competitors, allowing management to survey the landscape for new acquisitions to create corner pieces to add stone by stone to this castle. Thank you, and I'd like to open the floor for questions.